his guy. And that was just, he did not have it. He eluded and went, pushed himself vertical. Tough yard pickup. You can see
on first down, handoff, Braylon Allen, room off the left side, 45-50, inside the 45 of Nebraska, and Isaac Gifford brings him down at the 41-yard line as Braylon is getting loose, and the Badgers are back into Nebraska territory. Gain of 17.
Big-time tempo there, ran it. That was just Bortolini does a great job. Not a great block, but he stuck with it, was able to get his linebacker down to the ground. Braylon cuts up, and then a little shiftiness and a big, big game.
12, make that 10:47 to play in the game. 17-14, Wisconsin. First and 10 for the Badgers at the Nebraska 41-yard line. Tucker Ashcraft motions, lines up wing on the left side. Braylon Allen still in there at running back. Play clock is down to 4, at 3, at 2. Snap to Tanner. He'll hand it off to Allen, trying to sift through the traffic right at the point of attack, and he weaves inside the 40 to the 38-yard line on a gain of 3.
Yeah, not blocked up all that great there, but what Braylon did was he was patient, and the footwork, he's starting to look healthier and healthier as this game's unfolding. Nice, quick jab cut, grab 3 yards.
14 carries, 53 yards for Allen tonight. Second and 7 for the Badgers at the Nebraska 38-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right. As the handoff to Jackson Aker, room up the middle, inside the 35, pops his way down to the 31-yard line. Nick Henrich, a linebacker, on the stop, very close to the first down, a little short of it. Third down for Wisconsin with 9:40 remaining.
Jackson Aker does a great job of pushing it front side. Bortolini does a good job of sticking with the nose guard. And what I love, tailbacks, you get one cut, put your foot in the ground, and you go. Jackson did a great job of that.
Third down about a foot just outside the 31-yard line of Nebraska. Play clock is at 10. Snap to Mordecai. He'll hand off to Aker, who gets drilled trying to move the pile as Jackson. He'll be stopped a little short. Whoa. That was a violent collision. Phelan Sanford for Nebraska is still down. And that will stop the clock with 9:01 to play. And it looks like we will take a full timeout. So we will take a break. 9:01 remaining at Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin 17, Nebraska 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's time to make this holiday season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to conveniently serve you, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too, for every holiday wish and budget. Quality parts and service, and a huge selection of national name brand products every time you shop your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thank you for shopping locally.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast.
All right, we're going to get back to it here. Wisconsin on 4th and 1 at the Nebraska 32-yard line. Badgers will go for it. 8:57 and counting left of the game. 17-14, Wisconsin. Braylon Allen checks back in for the Badgers. Chimray DK, single wide receiver to the right. Big play here at Camp Randall Stadium. Snap to Mordecai. Hands off Braylon Allen off the right side, and he will be stopped short as the Huskers again come up with the big play, and they'll take over at their 32-yard line. A couple of shots, one on 3rd and short, one on 4th and short, and the Badgers come up empty, and now I think we are going to take a full timeout. So we'll take a break with 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Wisconsin 17, Nebraska 14. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's time to make this holiday season merry and bright at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. With over 300 stores to conveniently serve you, you'll find a great selection of hundreds of unique Christmas gift ideas this year. Stocking stuffers, too, for every holiday wish and budget. Quality parts and service, and a huge selection of national name brand products every time you shop your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thank you for shopping locally.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Keep your home looking clean and beautiful with DuraClean interior paint and primer from Dutch Boy with a washable and stain-resistant finish. Transforming your home has never been easier. Don't wait to pick up a gallon of flat for $22.95 after 11% rebate now at Menards. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. So the Huskers again get a fourth-down stop. They take over. 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play. 17-14 Wisconsin. Nebraska will go on offense at its 32-yard line.
Yeah, and fourth down's obviously always critical, and it kind of turned the game around for Wisconsin in that second quarter, and I hope that's not the case here. It's fourth and two at I think back to that second down, it was very close. You end up losing a yard on the third down with a big-time hit. Matter of fact, I think the guy, the safety that came down and hit him, ended up having to go over and I think get looked at. And then it's fourth and two. You end up going with a little handoff off the right tackle. Backside, ended up having a little bit of penetration, getting Braylon Allen down to the ground. And now your defense gets tasked with making another stop with 8:39 to go and a three-point lead.
All right. Chubba Purdy tonight, 14 of 18 through the air, 164 yards. He has rushed for 74, 55 coming on that first quarter touchdown. Anthony Grant in at running back. Two receivers right, one on the left. Purdy takes the snap, and he'll hand it to Grant across the 35, and Darrell Peterson able to drag him down at the 36-yard line of Nebraska. Gain of four.
Yeah, it's just the threat of Purdy running. Just you have to slow down as a DN. You can't crash as hard as you'd like.
On second down, another handoff to Grant, and not much there is that bump to the turf at the 37-yard line. Gain of a yard. It's third down and five for Nebraska. 8:07, clock running left in the game, 17-14, Wisconsin. The Huskers tonight are 4 out of 9, converting on third down. Coleman and Kemp come out to the left. Alex Bullock to the right. Emmett Johnson now in at running back. Purdy takes a snap. Badgers rushing for Purdy under pressure. And kept his balance across the 35. Gets up across the 40-yard line. And they'll mark right at the 40. Jordan Turner able to force him out of bounds. 2 yards short of the line to gain. 7.5 minutes to play, and Matt Rhule will send the punt team out there. Doesn't want to roll the dice on fourth and two from Nebraska's 40-yard line.
Oh, I love what Jordan Turner did there. A lot of times you'll see Chuba actually gets out on this out there, and he has a lead blocker. Jordan Turner took that head on and was able to force him a couple yards short.
Brian Buscini on the punt. Vinny Anthony deep at the 13 of Wisconsin. Line of scrimmage, the Nebraska 40. Buscini steps up, and the kick is away. And Vinny Anthony runs up on it and takes the fair catch at the 25-yard line in Wisconsin territory. 35-yard punts. as we will step away for a moment. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating company, 6000 America Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 6:55 to play, Wisconsin 17, Nebraska 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
If you're in need of a new bathroom, kitchen, or whole house, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. Whether it's installations or repairs, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade and provides quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. They can also help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil test, septic installs, and much more. Call Royal Flush Plumbing and Amory for your free estimate, 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565.
At Balsam Lake Ace Hardware and Rental, we have something for everyone, including some of the best brands. Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. And everything you need for your painting project. Plus our large sporting goods selection. We can help make your hunt successful this season. Check out our rental services too at BalsamLakeHardware.com or call Balsam Lake Ace Hardware at 715-485-3267. 715-485-3267. Balsam Lake Ace Hardware, 907 Frontage Road. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
6:55 remaining in Madison, 17-14. Wisconsin leads Nebraska. Will Pauling and company back on the field. For more on Will, let's send it down again to Patrick.
Will Pauling been so valuable to this team all season, the incoming transfer this season. Today he's got 7 catches for 62 yards. That puts him at 63 receptions now for this season, and he's starting to reach some rarefied air. With one more catch, he'll join Lee Evans and Nick Toon as the 5th most receptions in any season in UW history. What a valuable piece for Wisconsin, including tonight.
A big time. And Badgers back on offense at their 25-yard line, leading 17-14. Pauling slot to the right. Braylon Allen in there at running back. Hayden Rucci, wing on the left side. Mordecai takes the snap, hands to Braylon Allen, and Ty Robinson on the defensive line. All over Braylon behind the line of scrimmage. Progress stopped at the 20, and that was a loss of 5.
Yeah, he just rocks from his spot, kind of splits between Huber and Bortolini. Nobody touched him, and that gave Braylon no chance, and he gave a little finger wag to let everybody know about it.
Robinson had 7 stops last week against Maryland. 6:25 remaining, 17-14 Wisconsin, 2nd and 15 for the Badgers at their own 20-yard line. 3 receivers right, Chimre DK out to the left. Mordecai back to throw. Nope, quarterback draw. Weaving across the 25. Mordecai across the 30-yard line. Marcus Buford again is there at the 31. So Tanner gets 11 of them back. And it's 3rd down and 4 for the Badgers.
Yeah, really good read there by Tanner to see that Nebraska did a lot of stunting. And what I like, he's not just running. He's patiently kind of waiting to see where those holes are going to go, and he goes, grabs as many yards as he can, and now you're in a really manageable 3rd and 4.
Slot right, slot left. Allen, the running back, 3rd and 4 for the Badgers, their own 31-yard line. Mordecai looking to throw, fires it over the middle. It's caught by Will Pauling, 45-yard line. Brought down near midfield by Omar Brown, and Will Pauling is still down.
Clutching that ankle a little bit.
His 8th catch of the game. We're just talking about him, and now nervous moments for all Badgers as Will Pauling is being looked at by the medical personnel with 5:26 remaining, 17-14 Wisconsin. And we're going to go ahead and take another break. Time out of the field, 5:26 remaining, 17-14 Wisconsin. And we're back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you've decided that your roof replacement can't wait any longer, call Crum Exteriors, the Kangaroo Roof Experts. You'll get an upfront price before any work begins, a team that keeps you informed at every step, and a beautiful home that you and your neighbors will enjoy for decades. Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
At Emery Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Emery Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at EmeryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Emery Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Men, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Just ask, touchdown, taste great, teamwork, a successful farm, taste great, tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. Will Pauling limping over to the Badgers sideline area after his eighth catch, 79 yards for Pauling tonight. On a first down reception there, and fingers crossed that it's nothing too bad here for Pauling. First and 10 for the Badgers. Their own 48, 5:26 to play, 17-14 Wisconsin.
Yeah, he has been the go-to guy really all season, but here any third down. And his inline, how quick he is in and out of his breaks is giving everybody a hard time. And it looks like hopefully, you know, he's able to kind of limp off the field and he's pushing, trying to figure out a way to get back out on the field.
And remember, the Badgers are without Bryson Green tonight. He was injured last week against Northwestern. We got Vinny Anthony, who will be coming out wide to the right, and Chimray DK to the left. They'll put Skyler Bell slot on the right side as we get set to resume play. 17-14 Wisconsin. Fresh set of downs. The clock starts to run with 5:22 remaining. Braylon Allen in the backfield to the right of Mordecai. Now Braylon will shift to the left of the QB. Play clock is at 10. Badgers trying to milk it here. 5:09 and counting. Snap to Mordecai. Hands off to Allen up the middle, across midfield, and is covered up the 49-yard line of Nebraska. Gain of about 3. Nick Henrich on the stop.
A good hard run there. We've seen anytime Wisconsin's gotten in trouble, there's been some penetration or maybe a guy splitting a gap there. The interior three there, Hubes does a really good job of finishing his guy to the ground, and we allowed Braylon to pick up 3.
Second down and 7 from the Nebraska 49. 4:39, clock running, left in the game. 17-14 Wisconsin. Skyler Bell slot to the right. Mordecai surveys, gets the snap. He'll give it to Allen again, crashing over the right side and drives down to the 45 of Nebraska. Nash Hutmaker on the stop, 3rd and 3 for Wisconsin. Clock continues to roll, 4:15 remaining.
Yeah, and I think obviously we didn't know what Braylon's availability was going to be. Nebraska stout, the improvement that they've made in stopping the run. A lot of it, Mordecai has been huge with picking up 42 yards, but Wisconsin has stuck with it. Braylon obviously has given a lot more than I think a lot of us thought. And we're sitting here at 35 carries for a buck 40 today, which against this front, not bad.
That front gave up 79.5 per game of the ground coming in. Play clock at 3, at 2. Here's a snap to Mordecai on 3rd down. Tanner with time. Now under some pressure, flush to his right, and he throws it into the dirt. Had no choice. As Riley Van Poppel on the defensive line applying the pressure, and that stops the clock with 3:36 to play. Fourth and three, Wisconsin at the Nebraska 45.
Yeah, the Nebraska, and it seems like everybody this year with this offense, you see a lot of stunting. And initially a pretty good job by Wisconsin's O-line, but a little bit of a looper off of Wisconsin's left side of the O-line forced Mordecai to flush it out, get rid of it, and now we're punting it back to Nebraska.
Billy Kemp is deep at the 10 line of scrimmage, the Nebraska 45, as Atticus Bertram gets the snap, a little pressure on, and the kick is away. Kemp lets it hit inside the 10, inside the 5, and it dribbles into the end zone for the touchback. Didn't check up the way he wanted. Time out of the field. We will take a break. 3 minutes, 27 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 17, Nebraska 14. Back in a minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is off to their best start in years, and you're not going to want to miss out on all the action at the Kohl Center. Coming off ranked wins, the Red Hot Badgers men's hockey team will be returning to the Kohl Center for a three-week home series, and tickets are going fast. For more information and single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Time to spotlight tonight's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, we're talking about Will Pauling, 8 catches, 79 yards, Tausch. I mean, he has just had a really big night and a really good season here so far.
Yeah, he has definitely been a bright spot. And tonight, not only his production, which has been great, he had the little reverse flip that he ended up faking and getting it going and grabbing some yards. He got 11 yards rushing too, but he is the go-to guy. When it gets to be third down, everybody knows the ball is going to go to him, and he still finds a way. If you just watch how he approaches his routes and how quick he is in and out of his breaks, that's the key part. His quickness is causing all kinds of problems, and he's just so productive. But on top of that, I just love that passion. We didn't see a ton of that in the first quarter. You want to talk about guys stepping up and taking over some of the emotional and the leadership part of this team. Will Pauling has done that.
His first two Nebraska drives were good for 151 yards. They've had 156 since. We have 3:27 to play. 17-14 Wisconsin, and the Huskers back on offense at their 20-yard line. And the Badger defense rise up one more time. Both teams have all three timeouts available. Jalen Lloyd, one of those receivers wide to the right, motions out to the left. As Chubba Purdy gets him situated. With 12 seconds on the play clock. Emmett Johnson, the running back, to the right of the QB. Play clock is at 6. Purdy gets the snap. Badgers sending 4. Purdy throws over the middle. High pass incomplete. And a late flag was thrown. It was intended for Jalen Lloyd. Nizir Forkurine was on the coverage.
Prior to the pass, holding defense number 10. 10-yard penalty, automatic first down.
And that is Forkurine. First down Huskers at their 30. Little jersey tug maybe there.
Yeah, I mean, he did a little jersey tug, but I'm telling you, as late as that came, if he's not on the Nebraska sideline, I don't think that flag gets thrown.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. 3:23 remaining. Badgers up 3. Purdy back to throw. Fires it to the left, and it's caught by Fedoni, the tight end. Met right away by Cheney and Austin Brown. They'll mark at the 35. Gain of 5, second down. Clock running, 3:10 to play. 17-14 Wisconsin. Receivers tight left, one wide right. Purdy takes a snap, hands off Emmett Johnson, slants off the right side, breaks the tackle 40, 45, up the hash marks to the 50. Still pushing his way into Wisconsin territory and is finally stood up at the 47-yard line of Wisconsin. First down, Nebraska with 2:50 remaining, clock running.
Just an outside zone play off of Nebraska's right tackle, and he just stuck with it. A little bit of lead blocking. Jordan Turner got blocked late and got vertical, went and picked up a big chunk there to pick up a first down.
2:33 and counting left in the game. 17-14 Wisconsin. First and 10 Huskers at the Badgers 47-yard line. Pistol formation now as Johnson remains the running back. Snap to Purdy. Hands it to Johnson, and he is hit behind the line of scrimmage. Gio Paez gets in there with help from Jake Chaney. Loss of a yard to the 48 of Wisconsin. Second and 11, 2:08, clock running, left in the game.
Great job by Gio Paez of just beating his guy at the line of scrimmage, getting in the backfield and getting him down on the ground.
1:58 to play. Second and 11, Nebraska at the Badgers 48-yard line. Coleman, Lloyd, and Kemp trips to the left. Emmett Johnson, the running back. 1:48 to play. Badgers up 17-14. Purdy takes a snap, four-man rush. Purdy now has space, landing left. He's to the 45, to the 40-yard line. Got by Turner, 35-30, and he steps out of bounds near the 25-yard line. They'll mark at the 26 as Chuba Purdy again with his feet, hurting the Wisconsin defense with 1:35 to play as the clock stops.
Yeah, it's tough. You're rushing, and you want to get after the quarterback, but you leave some alleys, and Jordan Turner's one-on-one. He is in a position where that's his job, and Purdy got to the corner, beat Jordan Turner to it, and then was able to stay inbounds on Nebraska sideline. It kind of tiptoe its way up to pick up extra yardage. So here we go, 1:35. Can you make a stop?
Boy, the Badgers really unorganized defensively here. They finally get sitting out. A timeout taken by Wisconsin as Nizer Forcurine starting to sprint off the field. He was closer to the Nebraska sideline than they were waving him back, and Badgers burning their first time out with 1:35 remaining in the game, 17-14 Wisconsin.
Yeah, we saw Purdy, and again, I think everybody was a little bit, whoa, in the beginning of that game. He takes that for 55 with his feet. And since then, I think a really good job. I think Allegro has been a big part of that, being in there on some third downs and showcasing his speed, and really kind of kept him in check on the ground. And then he just makes a big play with his feet. And that really makes coordinators a little bit nervous. And as a player, you start trying to make sure, you have to make sure you're dialed in, rushing the right way, and keeping him in, because that is what he's going to when the money's on the table. He's going to try to use his feet.
First and 10, Nebraska at the Wisconsin 26-yard line. Snap to Purdy, hands off to Johnson off the right side, inside the 20-yard line, spun down by Preston Zachman at the 19, a gain of 7. 1:25, clock running. Badgers up 3, clinging to this 3-point lead now.
And Matt Rule not in a rush here, because I think he's either looking at this, we're going to go down, kick a game-tying field. We don't want to give any time left. They got their timeouts. They're fine letting this clock tick under a minute.
1:05 right now. Second and 3, Nebraska at the Wisconsin 19. 1 minute remaining. High backs. Bonner the fullback. Emmett Johnson is the tailback. Purdy under center, takes a snap, toss to the left. Emmett Johnson trying to string it, and he cannot. James Thompson over there with help for Wisconsin. Preston Zachman as well. He gets a yard at best to the 18 of Wisconsin. Clock still running, 35 seconds to play. 17-14 Wisconsin. It's 3rd and 3 Nebraska at the 18 of Wisconsin. 27 seconds in counting.
Now I don't know what they're doing.
Boy, it's interesting.
Are they playing for the tie? I don't know what they're doing. I like that they're doing it.
And with 20 seconds left, now a timeout taken by Matt Rule. That's the first charge timeout for Nebraska.
Thank
Interesting.
You. It's one thing you get under a minute. You got timeouts. You want to go, thank you very much, because now you're in position. I understand it's third down and you don't get it. You don't give any time. But you should be thinking you're going to go try to get a tutter. Mm-hmm. That ain't even on their mind. So now you're in that position. I can't. James Thompson just did. I can't. From up here, you see it, and he shifted gears. got down that line and made a big-time tackle. And then Nebraska just lets the clock keep churning and churning, and now they're down to 20 seconds. Yeah, they have two timeouts. I don't know what the heck he was thinking.
It's third down and two, Nebraska at the Wisconsin 18-yard line. 20 seconds left in regulation. 17-14, Wisconsin leads Nebraska. And here we go. Emmett Johnson remains the running back. Out of the pistol formation. Ty Hahn, tight right. Billy Kemp to the left. Motions to the right. And keeping it is Purdy off the right side. Inside the 15. Purdy down to the 12-yard line. First down, Nebraska. Timeout, Huskers, with 13 seconds to play. It's their second timeout. With 13 seconds, you could still take a couple of shots here and still have time left to kick a field goal. Ball's at the right hash mark at the 12 of Wisconsin. 13 seconds left, 17-14 Wisconsin.
The question now is, how much do you trust Chuba? How much do you trust him throwing the football over the middle of the field here to try and win? Because they trust him with his legs. You knew that they were going to use his legs to get that first down. Now you got 13 seconds. I don't know what the clock management was. That's all. Whatever. You got one timeout. Are you going to trust him to make a big-time throw? And if you're Wisconsin, we haven't seen that big turnover. Is it going to be here?
Christian Allegro back in there in the linebacking core. 13 seconds left. Badgers up three. Huskers have a first and 10 at the Wisconsin 12-yard line. Emmett Johnson to the right of the quarterback. Purdy takes the snap, looking to throw, looking, scans, throws, left side. It's well overthrown, intended for Kemp. Holman on the coverage, 7 seconds remaining. And if you're Matt Rule,
he's kicking.
Yeah, he's going to kick right now.
Thank you very much.
Interesting.
Interesting. You'd say idiotic if you want. There's 100 different ways to look at it, but from Wisconsin's standpoint, once they got that big run, you were kind of in a position, let's try to make them force a game-tying kick.
30-yard try, right hash mark. Tristan Alvano, who missed from 42 yards away late to the second quarter. 7 seconds left. This is for the tie. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good with 4 seconds left. In regulation, the Badgers and Huskers are tied at 17.
This game deserved overtime, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. Wisconsin's defense is reeling a little bit. And Nebraska, I don't know what they were thinking getting down there, but Wisconsin did bow up and found a way to get off the field. And while you would have loved to have closed up shop, this is the way this season has gone. There ain't anything easy. And when you are on a losing streak, nothing gets handed to you. You got to go out and earn it. And maybe we can get a big kick return. But this, anytime, it just continues to prove how difficult winning is. And especially when you've had a little streak where you haven't been able to, the sports gods just keep making you earn it. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin's going to have to do that tonight.
Tretch Kekahuna, Vinny Anthony are deep. We'll see if they kick it deep or kick a ground ball. You often see that. 4 seconds left in regulation, tied at 17. Alvano runs up, and he'll kick a hard ground ball. And it's Tretch Kekahuna at the 15 to the 20. 25, Kekahuna to the 30-yard line and brought down there. And to overtime we go at Camp Randall Stadium. These two programs had an OT game back in 2016, a night where the Badgers hung on to win. Got a touchdown, missed the PAT, but held off the Huskers, kept them out of the end zone to win it 23-17. Badgers had an overtime game last year in East Lansing. That did not end so well. So here we go, 17-all as Wisconsin and Nebraska head to overtime.
Well, now is not the time to get into a debate with you about the merits of college overtime and NFL overtime and high school overtime. But this is – it's – always advantageous to go second.
Yep.
And you want, if you're Wisconsin, to try and get it. The student section, there's still a good amount students down here. Mm-hmm. You want to make it as difficult as you can for Nebraska to try to score.
All right. Toss of the coin.
Heads and tails. The winner of the toss will decide whether or not to play offense or defense or which end of the field you want to play on. What's your call?
Tails.
Tails is the call. It is a tails. You're going to toss. You're going to defend? Okay. Excuse me. And then which way would you like to go?
You want to go to the student section, Tanner.
It'll be first down
yeah,
Wisconsin.
There you go. He was looking around. Which way? Yeah, that way. So Nebraska won the toss. We'll play defense first. So it'll be first and 10, Wisconsin at the 25-yard line, driving to the north end zone. Tied at 17 as we get set for overtime in Madison.
Yeah, and now the question is, is Will Pauling going to be available here? I haven't seen if he's out there. That's obviously going to be a component. But now it's just about executing. It's what are we good at? What can we hang our hat on? Because you get to an overtime situation, you're going to trust not plays, you're going to trust players. And figure out how can we get the football and the guys that we want to have it in. And so for tonight, obviously Will Pauling has been critical, but also Tanner Mordecai, his feet. And if you're Purdue, you're looking at Purdy saying, let's get him out in spot and try and figure some things out.
All right, Patrick, what do you have on Will Pauling?
He is up to return for this game, so that's the good news. We'll have to see how much he can give them or if they'll use him or not. They wrapped kind of his knee and like upper calf area with kind of a black tape to them. They worked on a couple different braces, trying out different things, but he was running and cutting in the bench, and knowing the competitor he is, I'd be surprised if he doesn't go.
All right, Badgers, of course, on the defensive side have been without Hunter Wohler throughout this second half. He was actually banged up late in the first half. Upper body injury has kept him sidelined. So a key component to the defense has been missing. We'll find out together whether a key component to the offense will be able to return. That key component being Will Pauling. And tonight has 8 catches for 79 yards. And it's not out there right now. They'll have Skyler Bell in there. Slot to the right. Riley Nowakowski to the left. Vinny Anthony wide right. Jim Ray DK wide left. Braylon Allen in there at running back. 18 carries for 55 yards as Braylon Allen fighting through that injury. Has been a busy man here in this game. So here we go, first snap of overtime. Badgers get the first possession. Allen to the right of the quarterback. And the snap to Mordecai. He'll hand it to Braylon Allen. He gets stood up at the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing. Cameron Lenhart is there. They get second and 10 for Wisconsin at the 25 of Nebraska.
Yeah, just not a lot of room to run. And that was, I think, coming into the game, we thought going to be tough sledding that time. Just Nebraska's interior, too, did a good job of kind of holding the point, not giving Braylon anywhere to run.
Anthony wide right, DK wide left. Nowakowski lines up, wing of the right next to Hayden Rucci. On second down, Mordecai will hand it to Allen again up the middle, and just not a whole lot there against that stout run defense. Just 2 yards to the 23-yard line. Third down and 8 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, you said it. It's been tough sledding, and Braylon now had his 20th carry, which I don't think any of us thought was going to happen when we started tonight, but give Braylon a ton of credit for being out here. But now you're sitting here third and 8. Thank old Will Pauling. He's
there
in the
is.
Ball game.
Slot to the right with Anthony wide. Skyler Bell slot to the left. DK wide left. Third and 8 Wisconsin at the 23 of Nebraska. Mordecai takes the snap. 4-man rush. Tanner scans. 1 pump. Still looks. Throws left side. Anthony the catch. Gets the first down inside the 15-yard line. Down to the 14. He fought for it and he got it done. Vinny Anthony on the receiving end. First and 10 at the 14.
What a pocket. The O-line did exactly what it needed. Gave Tanner all kinds of time. And he found Vinny. Nice catch. Kind of had to go behind his back to catch it. Caught it with his hands and was able to pick up the first down.
3 receivers right, 1 on the left. Pistol formation. Allen behind Mordecai. Tanner takes a snap and shoots it to the left. That's caught by Chimray DK, who will be spun out of bounds by Marcus Buford at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 at the Nebraska 14. Opening possession of overtime. Badgers have a second and 10 at Nebraska's 14.
Yeah, that was, I don't know if that was just a kind of a predetermined read by Tanner Mordecai to say we wanted to get the ball out to Chim, or if he thought Nebraska, what they're doing running it, just got it out, nowhere to move for Chim.
Burrows, Bell, and Anthony to the right, DK to the left. Second and 10 at the 14 of Nebraska. Mordecai to throw, four-man rush. Tanner under some pressure, jukes to his left, buying some time, and he'll throw it up and away, incomplete. Third and 10 for the 14 of Nebraska.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure there off of Wisconsin's left side of its offensive line, and that kind of forced Tanner Mordecai to roll out, and very fortunate just to get rid of the football there. Braylon Allen tried to take on a blitzing linebacker. It did not end well for Braylon.
Wisconsin 7 out of 14 tonight on third down. Third and 10 now at the Nebraska 14. 17 all as we play in overtime in Madison. Anthony slot right. Bell slot left. Mordecai surveys, gets the snap, pressure coming. Tanner pulls it down, running left to the 10. Tanner to the 5, brought down by Gifford at the 5. It's 4th and 1, Wisconsin. Roots, why you make the big bucks. 4th and 1 at the 5-yard line. And by, I think that's probably worthy of a review, that spot.
Yeah, it's his knee, I think, is what he saw. I think he thought his knee was down early. Definitely check that out.
Yeah, they are. Where was the ball when Tanner's knee hit the turf? He needed the 4-yard line. They marked it at the 5.
He's short.
And yeah, he is short. That is a very good spot, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, what moxie there by Tanner to take off. You know, Bortolini's first down, but Gifford does a great job of chasing and just getting it. It looks like he's going to be a smidge short of that first down.
So what do you do, old T?
I'm always on board with going for it, but in this position, you can't come out of here without any points. I think if it's fourth
after
and inches.
The ruling of the runner short of the line to gain is confirmed. It's fourth down.
So what do we got, about a yard? Or are we
than a yard? 1 yard.
Let's see.
It's at the left hash, so you got a little bit of a nasty angle here if you kick.
I think he's going for it.
And he most certainly is. Fourth and 1 at the Nebraska 5. First possession of overtime.
You know what? This is fitting. This game has been swung both ways on fourth down. Here we go, another one.
Rucci wing right, Nowakowski wing left. So now Nowakowski will motion, lines up next to Hayden Rucci. Mordecai hands it to Braylon Allen, fighting for it, and Braylon Allen muscles his way for a first down. He needed one, he gets two. First and goal at the 3.
Not a lot there. Well, I love Hayden Rucci did a great job of keeping his feet moving, pulling both tight ends again in motion. And Hayden not just taking the block on, continued to churn his feet. Braylon kind of rode right on the back of Hayden Rucci. And then Braylon, give him a ton of credit, kept his legs churning. He's got people pulling and tugging at him. And he has found a way to fight for that extra yard to pick up the first down.
And there is an injured Nebraska player. And he is getting some attention from the Nebraska medical staff. It'll be first and goal at the 3 for Wisconsin. The injured linebacker is Nick Henrich, junior out of Omaha. And favoring his right leg is being helped to the Huskers sideline.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of success tonight for Wisconsin running the football with that kind of a 2 or 3 tight look, and then moving those guys with you, getting a little bit of different blocking schemes, trying to pin, you know, getting some guys kicking out. And that play right there, Hayden Rucci came plowing through, and kind of a stalemate. But what I loved, you saw him continue to move his feet. He was kind of plowing his guy through, and then Braylon Allen was maybe right at the sticks, continued to move his feet, and he fell forward and pick it up. That was a gutsy, big-time call there by Luke Fickell and Phil Longo.
First and goal at the three. Allen stays in there to the right of the quarterback. Mordecai gives it to Allen up the middle. Braylon pushing to the two, to the one, to the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen. Oh, a grown man push from Braylon Allen, and the big boys on the offensive line. 23-17, Wisconsin in overtime.
Right at the heart of Nebraska's defense. And this was Braylon just keeping his feet moving. You see, it almost got to be a little bit of a rugby scrum. Riley Mullman stays there and then just continues. Rucci again. Huber, Nowakowski, everybody just rode it in. Team effort, touchdown.
Nathaniel Vakos for the extra point. Snaps a little high. Good placement made by Gavin Myers. And the kick is good. 24-17, Wisconsin. And now Nebraska gets its at-bat starting at the 25-yard line.
Woo! That was, you know what, that is, I think, an O-line coach, and just offensively, you want to see guys finishing. Braylon started it, but I'm telling you, you could go through the list. Malman, Rucci, Nowakowski, everybody. Your job when you're down on the goal line, continue to move your feet, get your feet into the end zone, and your back will get. And everybody that was on offense that was near that football continued to push and push Braylon, and Braylon kept his feet moving. That was a big boy touchdown.
All right, let's just get that turnover now and call it a night. What do you say? Here we go.
Let's go.
Chubba Purdy, he's thrown for 169. He has rushed for 105. Leads the offense on the field. They'll go with the I formation. Anthony Grant, the tailback. Janiron Bonner is the fullback. As Purdy pulls back, here's the option right. Now the toss to Anthony Grant. Darrell Peterson is there to wrap him up behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of a couple. And Grant is slow to get up, the Nebraska running back. It's a loss of one. They mark at the 26. Second and 11 for the Huskers.
Love what Peterson did there. He plays it, he plays it, he strings it out. And he doesn't just take the quarterback. He decides to go get Grant, the tailback, too. That was a big-time play because you know Nebraska's going to use Purdy. They're going to get him out. They want his feet to be a weapon. And you took that away, and then you forced the pitch, and you still laterally are able to get and force him out to that sideline. At this point in the game, what a play by number 17.
And Anthony Grant being assisted to the sideline. He's in a lot of pain. So it's second and 11, Nebraska, at the Wisconsin 26. The Badgers scored a touchdown on their overtime possession, and now Nebraska gets its turn. Emmett Johnson is in at running back. Malachi Coleman wide to the right. Three come out to the left. Bodoni, Kemp, and Alex Bullock from the Wisconsin 26-yard line. Purdy back to throw. Quick shot tipped up in the air, and it's incomplete. Oh, batted high in the air, turned into a jump ball, batted down, and it's third and 11 for Nebraska at the Wisconsin 26. I think that was Fort Greene.
Again, he's coming off the edge. They're throwing to the guy that he blitzes to, and he just reaches his right paw up in the air, tipping it up and almost allowing Wisconsin to pick it off. Ooh, so close.
Austin Brown battling for it for Wisconsin. Malachi Coleman for Nebraska. Third and 11 for the Huskers at the 26. Jalen Loy goes in motion left to right. Emmett Johnson, the running back, and a timeout taken by Nebraska with the play clock winding down. Well, that's the OT timeout for the Huskers. Third and 11, 24-17, Wisconsin in overtime.
So overtime, you just get one timeout, right? Mm-hmm. You know, nothing carries over. Here's the interesting position now. You're Tressel, and you're looking at this. It's third and 11. Do you try and heat up Purdy and force him to make a mistake? or do you sit back and not? My thing right now is I'm not letting him beat me with his feet.
Yep.
I'm going to force him. If he's going to deliver a strike from the pocket, tip the cap. I'm not letting him get out of the pocket and beat me with his feet.
Christian Allegro, Jake Chaney in there in the linebacking core. Two receivers right, two receivers left from the Wisconsin 26, third down and 11. We're in overtime at Camp Randall Stadium, 24-17 Wisconsin. Play clock is at 10. Purdy gets him set. Takes the snap. Penalty markers fly. Pre-snap.
False start offense. Number 63. 5-yard penalty. Third down.
Third and 16, Nebraska. Now at the 31 of Wisconsin. That was the right guard, Nuri Nwili, the guilty party.
Hey, a little flinchy again. You're antsy. It's third down. It's overtime. You got the student section. You got everything going. And now let's make a play.
Coleman wide right. Kemp slot right. Fedoni slot left. Lloyd wide to the left. Third and 16 at the Wisconsin 31. Snap to Purdy. Badgers bring in three. Purdy throws right side high. Pass incomplete. Intended for Malachi Coleman. Coverage from Nizer Forcurine. It's fourth and 16, Nebraska, at the Wisconsin 31-yard line. The Badgers are one play away. They are on their feet at Camp Randall Stadium. Overtime on senior night, 24-17, Wisconsin. The Huskers with a fourth and 16 at the Badgers 31-yard line, and here we go. Kemp wide right, two receivers wide left. As Chuba Purdy surveys, takes the snap, Badgers send three. Purdy throws over the middle, picked off by Wisconsin, Preston Zachman, and the Badgers win it. The defense delivers after Braylon Allen and the offense delivered in the extra session. The Badgers win it in overtime, 24-17.
Woo! Do you think after it was 14-0 in the second quarter that we would be having this conversation? What a gritty and gutty and tough effort, resilient. Wisconsin hung in there. They did what they needed to do to position themselves, and then they made the plays at the end of this game to find a way to send these seniors off this field with a victory.
And a chance for those seniors and everybody else in a Wisconsin uniform to celebrate. 7 days ago, a couple of teammates had point-blank comments after a disheartening loss to Northwestern, but tonight they can feel good as they get ready for next week and the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. They'll get to that in the morning, but for the next few hours, they can feel pretty good about what they accomplished here today.
Yeah, there's another trophy they're lugging around. That thing is heavy. So I think you have to tip your cap because everything was pointing in a direction of this thing has gone south. And Wisconsin, Luke, the whole group, to be able to stay in there and find a way to win tonight. This is one of those things that you, moving forward with your program, nights like tonight are what you build off of.
So the Freedom Trophy stays in Madison. The Badgers defeat Nebraska for the 10th consecutive time. Our final score in overtime, Wisconsin 24, Nebraska 17. We're back with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Established in 1962, Cardinal's focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
If you're in need of a licensed plumber or HVAC in the Amory area, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. With over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade, they provide quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. Whether you need a new bathroom or new kitchen, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has done it all. And they can help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil tests, septic installs, and much more. Call and schedule your free estimate at 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
Well, that was easy enough. Wisconsin 24, Nebraska 17 in overtime. Before Tosh and I move forward, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, it could not have looked more bleak the way this game started for Wisconsin. Nebraska getting a couple of big plays, a Chuba Purdy 55-yard touchdown run, and then a 58-yard connection with Jalen Lloyd, and it was 14-0 after one, and it looked like the wheels were about to completely and permanently fall off. But then a fourth down stop, Tausch, when Nebraska's driving, and then things started to turn.
Yeah, I really felt like that was everything. And for Wisconsin to be reeling like it was, and Nebraska's down, getting into position where they're going to get more points, and Wisconsin bows up, makes a big play, and then you go down and you do something on offense, and it was, you know, Tanner Mordecai did a really nice job of making some plays, and then the touchdown, and all of a sudden then it just kind of felt like, whew, all right, because – I think, like most of us, I was looking down. Is the stadium going to empty out? Mm-hmm. The boo birds are coming, because we've seen this movie before. And today the guys weren't going to let that happen. And I think that's a great testament that you have. Like last week when Hunter Waller was calling, you have guys that care, that were going to lay it on the line. And I don't know if there was a spark. I don't know if we're going to hear something post-game where somebody said something. Something clicked, and that fourth down play, I think the pendulum of momentum that we always talk about swung back, and Wisconsin, for the most part, kept it the rest of the day.
And what happens with struggling teams, Wisconsin had a couple of chances after grabbing the lead. And just having the lead is different here in recent weeks for Wisconsin. But a chance to get it to a two-score game, missing a couple of fourth-down opportunities, missing on a third-down situation, just not able to put Nebraska away. And to the Huskers' credit, they go down and get a game-tying field goal. But, you know, for a team that is flawed, without question, they showed, and you've lived this as a player, you can speak to it a heck of a lot better than I can, that the resolve, that we saw some of that Wisconsin grit, what this program has been built on, you saw some of that here today.
Yeah, and it really illustrated itself at the end of this football game. When it's fourth down and Braylon Allen keeps his feet and was able to pick up a first down, and then the rugby scrum to get into that end zone for the touchdown and put Nebraska in a case where they have to go get seven instead of three. You just have to think, Braylon Allen, we didn't think if he was going to play, it was going to be pretty minimal. And he ended up carrying it 22 times. It wasn't a big stat line game for Braylon today,